Is there anything that you think that I have missed? Is there anything that you think needs to be said that I haven't allowed you to raise?
Well, I think the sense was a community in crisis. Well, this is terrible. People are dying. The Anzac story of Anzac was devastating. So you have a community in crisis. I mean, and they're all holding their breath, and they're all shouting at each other. In a way, you know, it's a, you know, and there's no room for nuance, which is where Maurice Blackburn was trying to fit himself. There's no room for that. You know, there's horrible treatment of people with German names. I wear one. Rasmussen was in a lot of trouble in Coburg. Not my husband's name, but so that was another really unpleasant element of the home front, which is that foreigners, in particular, people with German sounding names. I mean, most of them were actually Scandinavians, not German. But you know, so the whole community is kind of riven. Subsequently, historians will talk about this. Is that this was a wound that possibly the Second World War began to heal by the end of it. But it was a wound that the community, it was an open wound for the next 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
The loss of the Labor Party's problem is part of it, but there are other parts of the community.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Labor Party legacy has been examined.
I think so.
I think it doomed the party.
Yeah, it did.
And
it doomed it to the Catholic. I mean, it also meant that it became a much more Catholic dominated party, which had another. That's not another, relevant to this, but yeah. It's part of its being in the backwater.
So I think when you look at its legacy, you look at that destruction of devastation of the Labor Party and the expulsion of members who voted for conscription. Which is what happened, and moved them out. I think the question of mourning and grief, which is something I've kind of looked at, and changing patterns of mourning and grief forever.
Yeah.
It was very much the Victorian era beforehand, post-conscription, post-war. You had a very different style of mourning and grief. And I think it's an interesting question about democracy, though, because it was compulsory to vote. Mm. So everybody had to have an opinion. You could not opt out of voting for conscription.
You couldn't abstain.
No. So, and I think that brings another level of pressure to the debate, that in other countries where there's no compulsory voting, it's not a plebiscite. Governments decide we're going to introduce conscription. That's it. Here it's a plebiscite. So people were asked to express an opinion. And so that ups the stakes. It makes it more intense. Everybody has to have a view about it. And it's a pressure cooker. It becomes Melbourne and other cities, you know, they become this pressure cooker that implodes, really, in a way that's pretty devastating, as you're saying, Carol, dividing the community along these lines. But if you look at the example of someone like Menzies, you can also look at the legacy of men who didn't go. So, as we were saying earlier, his whole political career had this cloud over it.
Well, in fact, you have a situation where the preference for returned servicemen, irrespective of their skills and qualifications, it never stops. That in itself, those people, that has a dividing, another dividing element in the working class community. But also I think the other legacy is Australians, nationalists, had seen themselves as a new beginning, a new world. The RSL, what happens is that the right wing hijacks Australianness and associates it with loyalty to the war and to success in war. And it changes the conversation about what it is to be an Australian.
But it gets
that we still haven't got rid of.
Exactly. But it gets written out of that history.
Gets written.
Because it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right? So Billy Hughes is furious when he loses both. He's furious. Can't understand it.
No.
Doesn't get it. But quickly, it's obliterated from the Anzac legend, from the greatness of the British Empire, and it gets written out of history because that was an embarrassing blip in our psychic.
And our birth at Gallipoli.
Yeah.
So you get a new kind of strand of nationalism, which is a direct consequence of this, and an attempt to paper over And so what you have is, you know, a good trade unionist would not join the RSL, for instance, but that's not talked about very much in history either. Mm. You know, I mean, I have this in my own personal background. I mean, but that idea that after the war, the divisions remain critical to social and political and even economic developments.